Dashing through the snow, we in one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Making spirits
bright. And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. That's Jingle Bells, performed by the Wisconsin Dickens Carolers. They are a group of classically trained musicians who perform holiday songs across the state.
Dressed in Victorian-era-themed costumes, the caroling troupe sings at parades, tree lighting ceremonies, and they made visits to nursing homes, bringing the season of good cheer to residents.
Kirsten Robley is a member and artistic coordinator of the Wisconsin Dickens Carolers. Kirsten, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is great.
You just performed at an assisted living facility in the Milwaukee area. How did the residents respond to the carols?
They were wonderful. We usually do a couple of assisted care living, memory care visits each holiday season. And they're often some of our most special visits because we get people who don't always have family who are able to visit or have friends close by anymore. So it tends to be a really special moment for them to have people visiting, have people singing along. And a lot of them often join us in the caroling as well, which we always find to be so joyful.
I bet it really helps to bring up memories, and it can be probably emotional and moving, these experiences.
Oh, definitely. We see people getting, you know, we see people smiling, we see people occasionally getting a little teary, we see people, you know, sitting there and maybe they seemed a little bit like they weren't paying attention. All of a sudden, the right carol hits them and they are singing along or they're nodding or they close their eyes and they're just listening. And it becomes really special. You really see that evolution. We see that a lot in carols. I find most frequently I see it in Silent Night. Something about Silent Night specifically that really pulls on people's heartstrings in a way that I think some carols don't always do in that way.
The peace and the calm. And I'm wondering, you know, you're a professional musician, you've taught singing lessons, and you find that there is this added layer of appreciation for audiences when they hear these carols. Why do you think that is?
I think it pulls back to something that they remember from their childhood. I mean, there are studies and, you know, things that are proven that there are certain sounds or certain pieces or certain songs that transport us back to another time. And I like to think that maybe those carols bring up fond memories, maybe from their childhood, maybe from a special time from with their family or friends. And I like to think that that moment, even if they're, you know, maybe they're not feeling the best in their current situation, that carol can bring some joy and some respite, and that's what we always strive for in our caroling events.
Kirsten, can you step back and give us a bit of a history lesson about caroling?
Well, I can give a brief one. It's not going to be very long.
We'll
you
take
know,
it.
What I know a little bit about caroling is limited, but what I do know is that caroling dates back to feudal medieval times when people would go to houses asking for food and drink. They would be beggars, people usually who were needing food and drink, and they'd go to people's houses asking for those items. And they'd also ask for wassail, which is sort of a spiced eggnog. That's what my research tells me. And from there, the tradition of caroling grew. Although we do know that Oliver Cromwell, when he was in charge in England, he did ban caroling. And caroling has kind of evolved over the years and gone from being something that peasants did to gain some means of comfort and food and drink to becoming a way for people to gather, to becoming large performance events. And it's really grown and expanded over the years.
And your group perform at holiday events, you perform in front of a range of different audiences. What is your favorite song to perform as the Wisconsin Dickens Carolers?
You know, that's always a hard question to ask. We get asked that a lot. And I think it really depends on the group. I could say today I'm really loving White Christmas.
What is it about White Christmas that's special to you?
I just think it's a really, you know, White Christmas came out of a time when the United States was coming off of a great war. And we were, you know, coming into this new era. And there's something about every time you hear that opening White Christmas song in the movie that just kind of gives you chills.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
But there's something really beautiful about those lines, especially at the end of the carol, where people are, you know, hopeful. You know, may your days be very bright. So even if things aren't great for you right now, there's hope that the future is going to be brighter. And I think that's what we all hope for at Christmas. We all hope that the new year is going to bring something beautiful, is going to bring something new and joyous. And I think that's something that we wish for during this holiday season, more so than even during the rest of the year.
We are talking with the Wisconsin Dickens Carolers. They're a caroling troupe traveling the state. Kirsten Robley is a core member and artistic director. Kirsten, you have, you know, a style of costumes, Dickensian. What do these costumes look like?
So the very simple way of describing it is we look like we stepped out of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, which is the very simple way to describe it. But the women traditionally wear capes or dresses with skirts. Sometimes some of them have hoop skirts, some of them don't, just based on the cut and style of the skirt. Our male carolers generally wear suit jackets and sweaters or vests and ties. Some wear pea coats, and the men generally wear top hats. The women generally wear bonnets, and we accessorize with muffs and scarves, and we look something like out of Dickensian England by the time we get out to our performances.
I had that style in my mind, and I was curious whether the costumes are at all confining when you're trying to sing these carols and really be together in harmony.
No. So the costumes are built with the idea that we, you know, singers need rib expansion. We need to breathe.
Yeah.
They're also built with the idea that sometimes we might share costumes over the years with different carolers who are different body types and different heights. So we buy costumes and we invest in pieces that in theory could go between a few different body types of carolers, which often means that we use elastic for some of the waistbands on the skirts. And if carolers do decide to make the step and invest in their own custom costume piece, which a few have, they will purchase one that fits their body type, allowing for the proper room to breathe and to hit all those high notes and low notes that we need to do over a course of a caroling event.
What does it feel like to wear these costumes? And I wonder, does it transport you to a bygone era? Does it transport you to a Dickens novel?
I think there are moments when it does. I think it also depends on the event, but it definitely has that sort of like you're kind of outside of time. I mean, I know when I was in my costume this morning, I definitely don't feel like Kirsten of the current era in a pair of jeans and a sweater. But I do think it kind of takes you out of the current time. So I think there is a nostalgia or a sort of, I would agree with what you said, a time bygone that can exist when we're in the costumes. And I think that's part of the fun and the appeal of the Dickensian caroling, that it kind of takes you out of the current time. And I think our audience sees that as well.
Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
Kirsten Robley is a member and artistic coordinator of the Wisconsin Dickens Carolers. We heard original music from the group performing Jingle Bells and White Christmas. Silent Night was sung by the Voices of Liberty. Here is more from the Wisconsin Dickens Carolers.
White Christmas, with every Christmas call.